So we had a lot of bills moving around this week as we march towards crossover day, which will be on Monday, which is the last day that a bill has to pass the House or the Senate. So we expect to be here late into the evening. We've had a lot of bills of interest, getting a lot of action. One of those being our truck weight bill that we're supporting for ag and forestry products. That is still in the committee process, still being perfected on the House side, but we expect that to be on the House floor on Monday. So for anybody that that's a big deal for, you reach out to your representative and ask them to support that. We had several other things that we've been working on. Important to ag, there's been a conservation easement program in the Senate that passed out of committee and will be voted on in the Senate Monday as well, along with several other things of importance to our industry.
So give us an idea then, some of the bills that you're tracking. You mentioned the fact that March 6th crossover day. So give us an idea, where do we stand on some of these bills? Do you feel pretty good about them?
We feel pretty good. Most of the bills that we have been supporting should get favorable votes in their chambers by Monday. We've had several bills already come up. There was a Citrus Commission bill that passed the House. There was a resolution dealing with ad valorem taxes on timber harvest that passed out of the House as well. There's some tort reform bills that have been important to us and important to businesses that are in the Senate. Those are the ones that we're pushing hard on, that we're a little unsure of what the future will be on them because they're being heavily debated with folks on both sides of those issues. But for the most part, the things directly impacting agriculture are in positive positions.